All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the LA Rams. He is a Pro Bowler. Three seasons of at least 1,100 receiving yards, nearly 400 career receptions, more than 5,200 yards, 33 career touchdowns. He was an All-American. He was a two-time Big Ten Receiver of the Year. He was the 61st pick overall in 2014 out of Penn State. And that's a big-time opener. September 8th, Rams versus Buffalo. Rams wide receiver Allen Robinson joins me. Allen, great to have you on. How are you?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So it's been just over 3 months since you signed with the Rams. I know they're fired up to have you. What has the transition been like for you, and how hyped are you to be a member of the Rams?
Man, it's been a great transition, and I'm extremely excited. You know, I mean, from the time that I stepped foot in the facility, you know, going through the OTA period, going through the mandatory minicamp, you know, it's been nothing but exciting. You know, again, being able to learn the offense, you know what I'm saying, being able to get out there with Cooper, being able to get out there with Matthew, you know, Coach McVay, you know, we got a great staff and a great team.
There's a lot of good stuff in that answer. So let me ask you, when you come in from the outside, how would you describe Sean McVay's offensive system, and what's it been like to pick it up for you?
Yeah, it's a system that, you know, is able to emphasize all angles of the cuts when it comes to route running for receivers. You know, and that's something that, you know, from the outside looking in before I even signed, that was something that I noticed, you know, seeing the receivers being able to run a little bit of everything. You know, and for me, you know, being in the league now, going on my 9th season, you know, I feel like I've played in many different offenses, you know. So it just comes down to kind of learning the terminology and learning different things like that, you know. But that process has been good as well, you know, being able to get with some of the coaches, you know, on some of the off days and some of my free time, being able to kind of go over something so that I can get up to speed quickly. So, you know, once training camp comes, I'm able to hit the ground running.
Allen Robinson is joining us. So you've been on the team's radar actually for quite some time. I know Matthew Stafford had talked to them about you. One of the things they love about you is your versatility, the fact that you're a deep threat, and that you win 50-50 balls. In fact, Les Snead said, quote, "Sean can try to manufacture some one-on-ones and have an MMA fight," end of quote, which is a great quote. Like, so how do you see yourself and your role in that offense going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think that the great thing about it is that we truly can take whatever defenses want to give us. You know, it just comes down to, like I said before, we got a guy under center, you know, who's able to manage every aspect of the offense, you know, that's vertically, that's intermediate, that's short, you know. So, again, it's about going out there, you know, with a plan, with our plan, attacking the defense, you know, and taking what the defense gives us. You know, that's going to be some backside one-on-one opportunity. There's going to be some, you know, front side stuff. It's many different things that we will be able to take advantage of. You know, like I said before, the true benefit that we have is, you know, we have a great offense, a great play caller, you know, great quarterback, you know, so we're able to get to a lot of those different things.
Allen Robinson is joining us. Listen, let's be honest. You've put up big numbers over the course of your career, but you've done so while dealing with some pretty challenging quarterback situations. I'm not looking for you to dump on any of your previous teammates or situations. And I know that Matthew Stafford did not throw during the offseason program, but how excited are you about the potential of playing with him specifically?
Very excited. Matthew is a guy who's played at such a high level for so long. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence, or, you know what I'm saying, it's not a mystery to how he's had two of the greatest, you know, years that we've seen in the game from receivers. And I don't think that that's, you know, anything that, you know, that is odd at all. You know, he's a person who can move the ball down the field. He's a person who, you know, he has the mental capacity to read defenses and to do a little bit of everything. And he's done it at such a high level for so long, you know. By him being in Detroit, you know, me growing up in Detroit, I got a chance to be able to watch the Matthew Stafford Megatron years, you know, up close and personal, and to see him, you know, play at a high level even then, you know. So now seeing him, you know, with the success that he's had in Los Angeles so quickly, you know, that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, he's a person who's done that, you know, from college to in the pros, you know. So I'm very excited. You know, again, I mean, being able to play with a guy with that much experience, you know, just talking football with him, talking concepts, you know, what he's seen, you know, from snap to snap, you know, it's been great for me.
Allen Robinson joining us. You mentioned Cooper Kupp. I'm curious, how do you see you and Cooper working together? And then how much are you going to feed off of each other and help the other get better looks?
Man, I would say that we've been able to feed off each other, you know, off the get-go, you know, being able to just sit down, you know, talk football, you know, as we're watching and going over different routes, you know, seeing different angles. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is two of us are guys that are very versatile, you know, across the board, you know. So, again, we both can do a lot of different things. And I think that it gives us a tremendous advantage because it's not, you know, predictable at all to what either of us will be doing when it comes to a particular concept.
Sal, I'm sure that you're getting acclimated to Southern California. I'm an L.A. native, so I'm obviously going to be pretty partial to it. But great, great place to live and a great place to work. Last week, or about a week ago, you tweeted, quote, question for you all. L.A., do I have to choose between Lakers or Clippers? Can I rock with both? End of quote. I'm really curious. What were the results of that, and have you made your decision?
I haven't made a decision, and I will say that Man, it was a lot of Lakers fans, I will say that. But it also, you know, the Clippers made a strong push as well. You know, for me, I'm a big basketball fan, you know, so being able to see Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and AD, and on the other side, you got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, now John Wall. You know, I'm definitely a basketball fan of all those guys, you know, and I have been for a while now. So again, it's when the choice does happen, it'll be a tough choice to make. You know, I hope either fan base doesn't kill me too much on whatever decision that ends up being.
First of all, dude, they will. And second of all, they made it pretty clear, man. You can't rock both. You have to make a decision, right? They made
Man. They made it clear. They said, I gotta make a decision. So once the offseason kind of plays out, you know, for the NBA, you know, after free agency, I'll go ahead and make my decision.
I respect that. All right, so one last thought. You obviously are a basketball head. You know the game. You love the game. I'm curious. I know you were locked in on the NBA playoffs. What kind of thoughts did you have as you watched Golden State win their fourth?
Man, I'll say this. I think Golden State is a team that a lot of professional teams can learn from. You know, when you talk about the true essence of a championship culture, championship organization, to be able to go from where they were at years ago and to win a championship, then to have to win 15 games two seasons ago, you know, to back being a champion, you know, that's guys, that's the teammates trusting in each other, from Steph Curry to Draymond to Klay. You know, that's upper management trusting in their players, trusting the staff, and trusting the process in which they believed in those guys to be able to get back. You know, I think that a lot of teams, a lot of organizations may not have kept that together as long as they did, you know, but they had a plan. You know, they stuck it through and they ultimately came out champions, which, you know what I'm saying, once again. So I think that's a true testament to, you know, everybody involved, you know, and that's the heart of a champion, you know, and the true essence of being a champion is not just, you know, being that and saying that when you're at the top, but, you know, having to go through some of those dog years and then getting back to that.
I think that's a great take. And then one last question and a follow. Is that part of the reason why you came here? Do you see that same sort of championship culture and mentality with the Rams?
It's definitely a special culture, yes, for sure. You know, hearing Coach McVay talk, you know, just seeing and being in the locker room with the guys, you know, it's not one of those fields where, you know, people are just kind of, you know, satisfied. You know, I don't know how hungry they were last year, you know, but this is a hungry group. You know, and being able to get in the mix with those guys and again, learn from them and also bring my hunger along with that, you know, it definitely is going to marry up to be something special. Like I said before, man, you know, from the outside looking in, it's something and a culture that I've always kind of admired, just for me knowing guys who played on those teams with the Rams, who played under Coach McVay, and you know, how highly they've always spoke of the culture and the culture of the organization.
Like I said, I knew that they wanted you, and I can hear it in your voice. You definitely want to be a part of this, too. He's a Pro Bowler. He was an All-American in college. He was a two-time Big Ten Receiver of the Year, and you got that big-time opener, Rams and Buffalo, on September 8th. Allen Robinson, my guest. Allen, really good to have you on the show. That's a great conversation. Great to get caught up. Appreciate you, and thank you very much for closing out the show for me.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good job, dude. Well done. Allen Robinson. I like that.